It's Wednesday, June 2nd. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. The conversation about COVID-19 variants is changing in the hopes of avoiding confusion and stigma. The WHO has announced a new naming scheme that uses the letters of the Greek alphabet instead of numbers or a country's name. The UK variant, known as B.1.1.7, will now be Alpha, and the South African variant will be Beta. Elizabeth Weiss, national correspondent at USA Today, joins us for more. Thanks for joining us, Elizabeth.
Happy to be here.
The conversation around COVID-19, or at least how we talk about it, is going to be changing. The WHO has given a new naming scheme to these COVID-19 variants we keep talking about. We're going to be using the Greek alphabet to name them. So we had been talking a lot about this variant that was coming from the United Kingdom. That one's now going to be called Alpha, and so forth and so on. They're all going to have names slightly changed. It's going to be a little confusing, I think, for a bit until people start catching on. But Elizabeth, tell us what we're seeing with this.
I mean, the fascinating thing for me is they've probably spent the last 9 months talking about this, but that's how it is with international groups. Basically, they want to give a new set of naming conventions to the variants, because the problem is that when I'm writing a story, would probably call the United Kingdom variant, a scientist would call the B.1.1.7 variant, which means it is the seventh known variant of the B.1.1 family of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. So, I mean, all those numbers actually mean something if you're right. A scientist or a virologist. For us, they don't. And the South Africa variant was B.1.617.2. Actually, no, that was the India variant. And what WHO has said, hey, listen, let's get rid of the numerical names and let's also stop calling them by a geographical designation and we'll just call them Alpha. So Alpha is because the variant that we were calling the United Kingdom variant was the first one identified. So the first letter of the Greek alphabet is Alpha. The South African variant was the second. It's Beta. And then we'll go Gamma, Delta, Epsilon.
But to your point exactly, especially with the number scheme, the more scientific way of mentioning these, that definitely gets very confusing. Just a bunch of numbers, people's eyes glaze over. You don't really know what you're saying. So that default kind of becomes, well, let's name it by the country. But a lot of this is to fight stigma as well, when you're labeling it. Oh, well, this is coming from India. This is coming from South Africa. This is coming from the United Kingdom. I saw that too as well, when former President Trump was calling it the China virus, things like that. And then these variants would come out and the conversation was all, well, isn't that just as bad, labeling these variants coming from these countries where they might not have necessarily originated from? It just kind of became more prevalent there.
There's two things. One, you don't want anyone to think, oh, anyone from India has this horrible India variant. And we, in fact, don't even know if that variant, which is now Delta, is necessarily more virulent or not. But the other thing that's really important to remember, and I was talking to Dr. Monica Gandhi, who's at UCSF, and she reminded me that it's not this Beta, which was the South Africa variant. It's not necessarily that South Africa is where this mutation occurred. It's merely that South Africa had a pretty robust testing system, a genomic testing system for the SARS-CoV-2 virus, and they picked it up first. So the original SARS-CoV-2 virus, it's pretty definitive that it originated in China. But all these other ones, I mean, the UK one, who knows where it came from? It could have been in Europe. There are many places it might have originally, the mutation would have occurred, and it's just who had the best testing system, and that's not really fair. But the other concern is, as you said, you don't want to demonize a country, Brazil, India, South Africa. And the other concern was that some countries might turn up a variant but not want to talk about it because they'd be concerned that they would then be named as, this is the Norwegian variant, and suddenly people are afraid of people from Norway.
Yeah,
and so there is a certain amount of racism in this, I have to say, because I was talking to another guy who's in Michigan, and he said, it is interesting that people get scared of disease names that come from places that are less well known, but like norovirus, and I didn't even know this, which is a nasty, it makes you throw up a lot. You get it in the summer and it shows up at camps and stuff. It comes from Norwalk, Ohio. I had no idea that. Or lacrosse encephalitis virus comes from La Crosse, Wisconsin. And people do not discriminate against people from Wisconsin because of that virus. So there's an element of racism there.
Right, exactly. I mean, you mentioned the article too, the Spanish flu of 1918, they think originated either in Kansas or maybe France, two completely separate locations, but it became the Spanish flu on that point. So to that point, exactly, you're there. So far, there's 24 letters in the Greek alphabet. The WHO has already assigned 10 of them. These are for variants of concern, variants of interest. So, I mean, who knows? They might need another naming scheme after that, even depending on how many variants pop up and how long the conversation around them keep going.
Right. And they're going to announce another series. They just haven't said what it will be based on. I mean, it's kind of the way that we name hurricanes and big storms, and we have a list of names and then we start over again. And I don't know who will decide for the next one, but they've probably got another few weeks before they need to come up with the list.
Well, there's for now a whole new set of names and variants to learn exactly so you can keep up on the conversation. So we'll monitor all of these. Elizabeth Weiss, national correspondent at USA Today, thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.